Good morning, Internet. I am still in bed. Finals week is finally over. And I'm needing to take a little stress off my plate. I'm still in bed. And just the other day, I was talking to somebody that I'm really fond of and unlocked this memory that had been lost to time of some of my sexual encounters. And I thought I'd share it with you guys. Because it's really, really hot. I have my vibrator on right now, so I'm really trying to stay focused. Thought I'd give you a proper ramble, though. I have this friend. We are still very good friends to this day. Let's call her Haley. Haley had this husband named Cole. And Haley and I became really good friends when her husband was deployed. She had expressed wanting to experience another woman and had decided that I was gonna be the one that she would experience. And so we waited until her husband got back. And we went out to this really nice arcade bar somewhere in Texas. And I'm a very sloppy girl, and I got my drink spilled all down the front of me, including my face. So I went to the restroom to wash up, and she followed behind me. She locked the door, pushed me up against the wall, pulled my pants and panties down, and started to eat me out. It was a bit of a teaser because we didn't want to hold up a line outside the bathroom. But watching her get on her knees and look up at me while she tasted me. Oh, so hot. And the best part is when we got out, she walked up to her husband and started to make out with him so he could taste me. And the way he looked directly at me while his tongue was in his wife's mouth. Oh my god. We ended up having a threesome like a few weeks later. So much fun because I was getting all of the attention. Cole was really, really big and a little intimidating. And he ended up coming twice. So fucking hot. I'm a bit of a shy girl and I haven't really done too many sexually exciting things. But little memories like that tucked away. Oh, so much fun to think back on. And I've been thinking about some other things that I've been wanting to record. And one of my biggest things is nursing hand jobs. I have such a sensitive chest. I love having my nipples played with. Oh, I love having them sucked and licked. Oh my god. And having a good boy moaning into my chest as I play with him. Oh my god. Oh, I love that so fucking much. Oh my god. And I'm also not totally against playing Big Sister. I know that one's not as popular as the Mommy Kink. I actually listened to a Big Sister Little Brother audio last night and it was really, really hot. And I think maybe I could fit that role too. I could tease very well. And I am a big sister, so I know how to play the role very well. I could be a bit of a bully. I do love being mommy, and I love taking care of my good boy, but I like to be a little mean, too. And I like to tease. And I'm not totally against being a good girl, either. It's not my favorite. But I can get in the mood as to be a very specific mood for me. Like, if you were to call me a good girl because I finished and passed all of my finals, oh, I would really like that. And a bit of a funny story is that I discovered my mommy kink from a friend who jokingly called me mommy. And I have not been the same woman since. It was like something unlocked in my brain. And it's just something that just works every fucking time. Oh, to have a good boy moan in my ear, play with my ear a little bit, call me mommy, and whimper. Oh my god. I could never deny that. That was so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. I'm starting to get really close. Oh my god. Oh, I'm trying to be quiet. I'm so sorry. Oh, just talking about all this shit is making me really fucking turned on. Oh, I'm getting close. I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Sensitive. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, fuck. I'm trying not to end the recording because I've heard from a little birdie that some people, oh God, enjoy some pillow talk afterwards. Fuck, I'm so sensitive. I am unfortunately not blessed like those women who can go round for round. I am a one and done, at least for a few hours. My clit gets so sensitive. Oh my God. Oh my God. I was not blessed with a large chest either. God really said fuck me when he made me, huh? I'm also not much of a squirter. I've actually never squirted before in my life. I am what you would call a creamy girl. It doesn't happen every time, but you can tell that I am unbearably turned on if I cream. I can't. I don't want to get out of bed. I've worked so hard this week, and I deserve a little bit of relaxation. I will say that if you were here, we would take a pre-breakfast nap. And then I'd go make something. I don't know. I'm a very, I don't like sweets in the morning. I crave sweets very much at night. So I'd make something fatty, salty, your average American breakfast of probably eggs and bacon. And lots of carbs. With a nice big coffee. Ugh, fuck, I need my coffee. I probably need to smoke a bowl. Put me together. Very much need some cuddles after coming like this. I feel so vulnerable. I need a good boy to hold me. Stroke my hair a little bit. Take care of me for a little bit. Mommies need a good boy to take care of them as well. It goes both ways, okay? I don't think I could ever fully be on one side. I'm kind of just partial to everything. Being the top or bottom, I like to fight for it. I like earning my place. Fuck, I don't want to get out of bed. Maybe I would prefer a good boy to cook for me this time. I don't want to get up. Well, good morning to everyone on Reddit. I am a puddle on my bed, and I have to be a big girl and go out and do big girl things, like take care of the house and garden, so. Oof. I hope y'all have a lovely day, and I don't know when I'll record again, but I will see you when I see you.